Greet you all in the name of Jesus this morning as we gather here to worship him. We think of the holiday of Thanksgiving. And I had to think in my own mind as I look at approaching that holiday, that day of giving of thanks, that day that we're supposed to stop and consider what all we've been blessed with. And I'm ashamed of myself that I had to really think, so what are my blessings? And I came to the conclusion that we are so blessed that we come to accept it as normal and forget what we should be thankful for. In Psalms, there's many verses that touch on Thanksgiving, and I'm just going to look at one in Psalm 100. Verse 4 says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." I wrote the title of my message up here on the board. And I want you all to think about those 3 points up there as we go through this message this morning. Because I think maybe I'm judging you too strongly, maybe I'm judging you too much from my own experience and my own heart, but I believe that we as Americans, we as Mennonites, we as individuals that live in Lancaster County, where we've been so blessed, I think we sometimes are very unthankful for what we've been given. I'm going to be looking at a number of different verses right away here at the beginning, and then maybe referring to them and a few others as we go through the message. But in Romans chapter 1, and verse 21 says this, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." We see here the correlation between a relationship with God and thankfulness, and a relationship that excludes God and unthankfulness. And I think it's very important that we recognize this and we look at the relationship between being thankful and being one of God's children, being one of God's people. It says they knew God, but they didn't glorify him as God, and they were not thankful. They were not thankful people. What were they if they weren't thankful people? What are we? What am I if I'm not a thankful person? I become proud. I become envious. I become jealous. I become bitter, angry. There's many things that could be listed there. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 3, another verse. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy," and the list goes on. But we shudder at some of those things that are listed there, and yet unthankfulness is right there with them. And I had to think about myself If I'm an unthankful person, I'm in the same category as the proud person, the blasphemer, the covetous person. God puts me in that same category. Well, let's look at the other side. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. God here is saying, if we're going to be at peace with God and allowing Him to rule in our hearts, then thankfulness follows right along with that. In verse 7 of the same chapter, in chapter 2, verse 7, it says, rooted and built up in Him, established in faith, as ye have therein, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Again, a correlation between the rooted and built up in God, in Jesus Christ, and established in the faith, and then abounding therein with thanksgiving. So maybe one of the main things that we should be thankful for is the salvation through Jesus Christ. And if we're really truly thankful for that, it's going to affect our everyday life. It's going to affect our outlook. It's going to affect our everything we do, basically. Because we have Jesus Christ in our heart, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the change that He made in our lives. We're thankful for the salvation and being free from the condemnation of sin and death and eternal death. Colossians chapter 4. And I was amazed at Brother Paul's writings here and how many times he comes over this. Maybe the Colossians were a little bit like us. They needed to be reminded of being thankful. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 3 says this, withal praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of God, of Christ, for which also I am in bonds. It's not the verse I wanted, verse 2. Continuing in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving should be part of our prayers. How many times we kneel down and we pray to God and we pour out our troubles and we pour out our needs and we pour out our wants. And we forget to be thankful. We forget to thank God for what He's done for us. We forget to thank God for the answered prayer. We forget to thank God for the blessings that He has blessed our lives with. Not only with food and clothing and housing and cars and whatever all else goes along with the everyday life, but with the spiritual food like Brother Leon talked about this morning. We're fed. We have the Bible. We don't have to wonder what God says. We have it. We can read it. We have the ability to read. We've been taught. We had the ability. We had the privilege of going to school and being taught, so we can read the Word of God, and we have knowledge and understanding. As we read the Word of God, and we have the Holy Spirit that opens up the Word of God to us. Those are all things that we need to be thankful for, brothers and sisters. And so many times, like I said at the beginning, we're so blessed that we accept it as being the normal. Brothers and sisters, it is not the normal. It is a blessing from God, and it's something that we should be thankful for. Well, there's a number of other verses that we can look at. 1 Thessalonians 5, I think we're going to turn to that one as well. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 is a very common verse. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. That smacked me in the face again as I was preparing for this message. I'm not exactly sure what Paul was referring to there. But I can guarantee, I can confess to you that there's a lot of instances in my life and a lot of instances in the last week that I was not thankful for. What is our life? Is our life a life of thanksgiving, or is our life a life of misery and complaining and things didn't go my way? Those are the things we need to think about. One more in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Few verses here to get the context and the thought. Verses 5 through 7. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, a notation that our prayers should be filled with thanksgiving. Now, the title of the message is Thanksgiving to Whom and for What? And some of these things that we talk about, maybe we need to be thankful to God, yes, for sure, but maybe to other people. And that was one thing that kind of crossed my mind. Do people around me know me as a thankful person? When they do something for me, do they receive thanks? Or do I just pass it off as, well, that's what's expected. That's normal. That's the way things are. These verses that we read here this morning are God speaking to us. They're not just a suggestion. They're not just a thought that would be good. But it's what God is asking of us. It's what God is asking of me this morning. And I request your prayers that I would be a more thankful person. Because my life has proven that I am not the thankful person that God wants me to be. I'm the type of person that expects all the good things to come my way. I'm the type of person that expects and thinks I deserve these things because, well, you know, I'm a hardworking person, and therefore everything should just be, you know, falling in place for me. But, you know, life doesn't work that way. And when we're an unthankful person, we look at all those things and we say how terrible this is. And then we become bitter and we become angry and the other things that I mentioned before. You know, our pride starts to get disturbed because things aren't going my way. Well, brothers and sisters, if things would always go my way, there'd be a lot of other people that wouldn't be getting their way. Then what? Am I thankful? Or do I get disturbed? Well, there's a few points I want to look at this morning as we thought about these verses. Thankfulness is part of the Christian life. And we noted that as we went through these verses and looked at them. It is God speaking to us, and God is wanting us to be a thankful person. Why? Why does God expect us to be thankful? it all boils down to this, that there's really nothing. There's really nothing that we deserve or have earned. It's all a gift of God. When God says he sends his rain on the just and the unjust, he is saying that he is blessing people. It doesn't matter whether they're good Christians or whether they're vile individuals. God sends the rain on them to water the earth and to bring forth the food that they need. You can have a neighbor that is an ungodly individual, and they can have a garden in their backyard as well as you do, and when it rains, it doesn't just rain on your garden, it rains on theirs as well. God is indicating to us by that statement not only that he is a fair God, but that he is a God that is giving us everything. The simple thing of rain, which we complain about sometimes, is a gift from God. And it doesn't matter whether I'm a Christian or whether I'm an ungodly person, God sends that, and if it weren't for that, I would have nothing. We need to recognize, we need to be thankful to God for the blessings that he gives us in the natural life, in the life of everyday things that we do. I don't know how many times that God spared me from death. We don't know how many times God's angel was there to protect us from danger that we never even knew was there. I wonder sometimes whether we're thankful enough for the protection that God gives us every day of our lives. There are many things in this fast-paced modern world that we live in that bring about a lot of dangers. You stop and think about it when you're on the highway and you're passing another vehicle going the opposite direction. You're passing within feet of each other. Why is it that no one crossed the center line in front of me and I had a head-on collision? It's happened to other people. God's protection. We say, well, it's because of my good driving skills. It's because of God's protecting angels. God watching over us. Mary and I have talked about it in a number of different times, all the different times we travel. And we pull into the driveway at home. Another trip of many hundreds of miles. And we're home safely again. It's God's protection. Am I thankful? Do I stop and thank God for bringing us safely into our driveway again? Or is it just something that I expect? That's the normal. You leave and you come home again. It's not the normal. It's something to be thankful for. Just the simple things of life. But it's part of the Christian life. It's a part of what we are supposed to be. A thankful people. Somebody that thinks about those things. Somebody that realizes that those things are blessings from God. And we're willing to say, thank you, God, for bringing us home safely. Thank you, God, for the food that's on my plate. Oh, yes, we have prayer before a meal, and we thank God for the blessings of food. How much does it really mean to us when we do that? Are we sincere, or is that just something that we somehow have gotten so used to that we bow our heads before meals, and maybe sometimes we don't even pray? We know we should bow our heads before a meal, and we bow our heads, and we, you know, and then we sit up and eat. Brother Leon talked about it this morning, about how many people are going hungry, and it's not because there's not enough of food in the world. Are we thankful for the fact that we have food to eat? As a Christian, these are things that should be crossing our mind. As a Christian, we are called to be a thankful people. God says, I want you to be thankful. So first of all, to whom? We need to be thankful to God for all the things that He has given us. He gave us rain. If it wasn't for the rain, the fields would be brown. They're starting to get kind of bare right now, but during the summer, if it wasn't for the rain that comes from time to time, the corn wouldn't grow. Farmers wouldn't be able to feed their livestock. There would be no cornflakes on the table because there's no corn. You know, the list can go on. We don't really think about how many things that we have that we take for granted that are due to the rain that God sends on the earth. It's everything, basically. Are we thankful? Do those things cross our mind? When it rains, do we say, thank you, God, for watering the earth? Or do we say, why does it have to rain today when we had such and such planned? Too many times I fall into the second category. Rain again today. I'm ready to see some sunshine. God says, I want you to be thankful. I want you to be a thankful people. I require you to be thankful. I require of you to give me thanks for what I have blessed you with. The second point is thankfulness brings contentment. And that is one of the reasons why God wants us to be thankful. He wants us to concentrate on the things we've been blessed with instead of the things that we would like to have. And there's many practical applications to this. Young people, are you thankful for your imperfect parents that love and care for you? Are you thankful that you have parents that are concerned not only about your physical health and provide the proper things for you to eat and exercise for you, work for you to do, but they care about you spiritually and they provide the things that you need spiritually? Are you thankful for those things? Or are you unthankful and wish that your parents weren't quite so strict and weren't quite so nosy into your business and weren't quite so protective and hovering over you? You know, when I was your age, I had those feelings. My parents, they were just from the old school. They didn't understand life in the today's world. Things are different. And they're still back in that old school frame of mind where everything is serious and everything needs to be thought out and compared to history and the future. And, you know, I just want to live here and now. I just want to enjoy myself. Young people, it's amazing how those old school parents became very wise as I grew older. And I began to realize that what my parents told me and what they tried to instruct me in was very needful. They became very wise, very wise. And I found myself, I heard myself saying, to my children the very same thing that my father had said to me. And sometimes I had to smile to myself. Cliff, when Horace said that, you didn't listen. I prayed that my children would listen. Am I thankful? Am I content with the parents that God gave me? Am I thankful that they have given me the teaching and the training that they have given me? Or am I discontent with my parents' instructions? Parents, are you thankful for young people who are willing to come and sit in church this morning? Are you thankful for your youth that have given their hearts and lives to Christ? Yes, they may be imperfect too, just like you are. But are you thankful for what they stand for? Or are you discontent by the youthful immature decisions that they make? Are you discontent with the fact that they just haven't grown up yet? Parents, our youth need to know that we are thankful for them. Our children need to know that we are thankful for them. There's a phrase in the Old Testament that stands out to me over and over again when I think of abortion, when I think of children that are disowned by their parents, children that are left by their parents or in single parent homes or whatever the situation. I think of the words that Jacob said to Esau. When they were coming together after having been apart for years, and Jacob was coming home and he was afraid of what Esau would do to him. And he sent gifts before him, and then he divided his family into two different groups so that if they overtake the one group, the other one might be able to get away. And then he himself came on behind. And when Jacob and Esau came face to face, Esau asked Jacob, What are these companies that I met on the way? How many of you know what Jacob's answer was to that? Jacob said, "These are the children that God has so graciously given your servant." Brothers and sisters, that were our heart. These are the children that God has so graciously given to us. Do our children know that we love them and we care for them and we're thankful for them? Or do they more often know that they're kind of a bother and they're in the way and they're underfoot and they're not doing the things that they should be doing? Yes, we have to teach them. We have to train them. We have to let them know when they're not doing something correctly, and we have to help them to understand how to do it correctly. And if they continue to do it incorrectly, there needs to be some correction given. But do they know that we're thankful for them? Contentment. Godliness with contentment is great gain. And if you're a thankful person, you're going to be a content person because you're looking at the things that you've been blessed with instead of the things that you're missing in life. True thankfulness cannot exist in the proud heart. And I say true thankfulness because the verse that I'm going to turn to in Luke chapter 18, and you can turn to that in your Bibles, very familiar story, parable that Jesus tells here, and it's probably a true happening. But in Luke chapter 10 is the account of the Pharisee and the publican. And it says in verse 10, two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. And then he goes on to say what all he does. Did you notice he says, I thank thee that I am not like other people? Is he truly thankful? Is that not a proud heart coming through there? It's not true thankfulness. It's pride. It's bragging rights. Brothers and sisters, if we truly have thanksgiving in our heart, we will not be as this Pharisee, looking down on that publican. If we truly have thanksgiving in our hearts that we have been blessed and we are not in that man's shoes, we are going to be willing to go over there and help that man. Not to look down on him and then walk away with our nose in the air saying, well, I'm just so thankful that I'm not like him. Why are you thankful you're not like him? Because he's despised and you are somebody important? Why are you thankful that you're not like other men? Are you thankful that you're not like other men because God has redeemed you? Are you thankful that you're not like other men because you have the Holy Spirit in your life giving you direction and power to live victorious over sin? Or are you thankful that you're not like other men because you feel yourselves better than them? There's a difference between saying you're thankful and being truly thankful, and it comes out in your actions and your words. Brothers and sisters, we cannot fool God by saying, oh, I'm so thankful. Because God knows exactly what's in our hearts. True thankfulness, brothers and sisters, cannot exist in the proud heart. And I'd like to reverse that and say that pride will have a hard time finding a foothold in a thankful heart. So, with that in mind, thankfulness brings peace in the heart. If I am a thankful person, I'm going to be a person that is at peace with life. Because true thankfulness comes from knowing God, knowing Jesus Christ, and having experience with him. There are individuals in this life who can really truly be thankful in certain times of their life. But for somebody to live a thankful life, it needs to be coming out of a heart that has a relationship with God, because mankind, the carnal man, is not normally the thankful type of person. The carnal man is the individual that is looking for things to come his way and be handed to him and have everything at ease. True thankfulness brings peace in the heart. It brings peace in the heart because we're looking at the things we've been blessed with. And our heart is full of praise, like that verse in Psalms said, entering into his courts with praise, being thankful, and then entering into his courts with praise. We're looking on the bright side of life. You know, there's this thought out there, the power of positive thinking. And I do believe that works. But I do believe that in many instances it's carried way too far. But I believe a thankful person, if there's anybody that has the power of positive thinking on their side, it's a thankful person. It's the person that can truly say, I am thankful for what I have. It's peace. The person that isn't thankful for what they have is looking around and seeing what everybody else has, and they're seeing what else is available, and they're you know, it's just I want more. I want more. I'm not satisfied with what I have. I'm not thankful for what I have. I want more. I want this yet. And I want this over here, and I'd like to have this, and I see this person has this. Well, I need to have something better than they do. A thankful person doesn't have to deal with those things. So why do we? We all deal with temptation. We all deal with looking over here and seeing this nice new whatever it is. You can put in there whatever you want. And we can, you know, that'd be nice to have. But you know, if we keep on looking at that and keep on thinking that, we're going to become unthankful with what we already have. I see many nice houses around, houses that look nicer than ours does. But am I thankful that I have a roof over my head and I have a furnace in the basement that works? It's something that I need to ask myself. Thankfulness brings peace in the heart. The question I'm going to leave with you: who will commit today to being more thankful every day?